Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Yeah.
What's a cut purse?
You know what I learned? Juneteenth is a federal holiday. Everyone has off, but parking meters do not take the day off. You know, you're supposed to be able to park for free on holidays. Juneteenth, not important enough to park for free. Also, it used to be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then after 6 p.m. plus Saturday and Sunday, you didn't have to pay. Mm-hmm. Now it's 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And only Sunday you don't have to pay. So it's like, what are we doing?
Is all towns? Or what?
They're really...
This is Lindenhurst. No, not Lindenhurst. Babylon.
Okay. Wow.
That's truly... I know Farmingdale has done something similar where they started charging for their whole municipal parking lot. It is... They're robbing us. They're trying...
You know what? I'm just not going to pay. And then I get a ticket, and then I don't pay it, and then they say you have to pay, and I say, or else what?
Honestly, that can work.
Then they just do this.
And I say, do it.
Reach for the sky.
I think you've tread this territory before.
Oh, great!
Not exactly that, but something similar. I have been dodging a urgent care bill for a couple years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why?
Those are very expensive for no reason.
You're not going to pay it?
I'm not going to pay it.
Those are like $500 for zero reason.
It was only $173, but they told me that my insurance covered it at the time, and then I got a bill like a month later. I'm like, no, I'm not paying that. You told me I didn't have to.
You told me my insurance covered it.
So
I'm do I look like my insurance?
Exactly. So now it's like gone to debt collection, and the lawyers are mailing me the bill over and over again once a month. I'm like,
they're doing a great job.
What are you gonna do? You really want that $173 that bad? They don't.
And then it.
Maybe once we get those $300 checks in the mail from the government later this year, then maybe that's some of that will go to the lawyers, but probably not.
No.
Probably gonna go to the beach.
Yeah. Suck it, lawyers. Suck it, urgent care.
Like you're gonna like deposit the check to the beach. Like here you go, beach.
Here you go, beach. You like, need it.
Throw it away.
Clean yourself up.
You look like shit.
This part of the show, we still the banter.
No, we're just...
It's the pre-show.
Maybe I... You know what I'm realizing now?
Yeah?
That I would need to be in control of the soundboard.
Yeah.
And you also probably feel very out of place not holding a microphone.
It is very weird. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, again, piece of the camera every 5 minutes. Yeah. That's one thing you could do throughout the show. So, yeah. So, we'll do a little swap.
Listen. Don't cancel me. This is what they used to call it, a little Chinese fire drill.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Don't Terry
Crews me. What do you say, Irish car bomb too?
People Terry. Anymore. People don't get canceled anymore, but I'm fucking canceling your ass now. You're fucked.
I'll probably get celebrated.
Yeah, probably.
You're right.
The way things are going.
The way things are going these days, everyone can just say Chinese fire
in
drill.
Don's house? Yeah. Celebrated.
He's doing a Chinese fire drill every day just because he can.
Yeah. My dad's going to say he's a jolly good hero, probably.
Oh,
he's
no.
What he's going to say.
All right, cut the recording. Cut the recording.
One last quick.
That's what he would say.
Are these the edit points?
Yeah, I'm going to fast forward through the Chinese fire that we're about to do soon.
Okay, so shoot. Here we go.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Happy Boys. We're good buds talking about drinking sense. I am Brian Bylicky.
I am Brendan.
Wow. The end of an era. feel so dead in here. The crowd doesn't know what to do. Dogs are barking.
They're going wild, though.
The whole town is freaking out.
I heard a car crash.
There's silence, and there's also applause.
Oh, my God. Yeah, settle down.
Applause
settle
is
down.
Starting to
settle
overwhelm
down.
The block here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian,
it's like Kramer walking in. We got to tell him to settle down.
Yeah.
Settle down. Settle down, everybody. It's like the candy guy.
Is that your Seinfeld impression?
No. No.
Settle down, everybody. Settle down. What's the deal with settling down, everybody?
Brian, you're not a patron, and you wouldn't know this anyway because I haven't released the episode yet, but that's one way to say bad friend, give us $3, and
yeah,
two, to
sorry.
Say bad podcast producer and everything else on my end. I'm not saying my spiel anymore.
Wow.
It's out. It ended
you're
with
tired
the
of it.
Lonely Boys. So the line has been drawn. And we're going to start working on something else from here on out. Everywhere. Across all platforms, across all the podcasts I do, I'll take all notes and put it all together to make something else.
So this is like season two of Boys Media, is what you're saying.
This is season two. This is the start of something big. We're on the edge of something big here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when I watch an anime, like sometimes like the intro changes. You're like, oh, nope.
They
I
do
know.
That a lot.
Like, we've reached a point in which like, there's a definitive shift in the story, and I feel like this is that moment.
Does that usually happen for the better or for the worse? Or is it just different?
It's just different. I mean, it depends on the anime. I mean, there's some times where like
good
that
answer,
sucks. Like answer. now it sucks.
You ever sorry, I haven't been introduced yet. You ever see Dr. Stone?
Dr. Stone.
I love Dr. Stone.
Yeah,
I watched for Darian all the time.
I watched a little bit at Mfar's house.
It's fun
up at North President's Avenue.
A little bit of the lettuce.
No, I haven't been doing any of the lettuce.
You weren't the doctor yourself?
What?
You weren't the doctor yourself when you watched?
Yeah.
Dr. Stoned?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to make the joke at?
I thought that's what he said, Dr. Stoned.
No, Dr. Stone.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
He's not stoned.
Okay, so I guess this...
He was fucking Dr.
Part
Stone,
two
though, bro.
Is,
he was
is
fucking making
so far, okay.
Shit left and right.
We'll edit that out.
Dr. Stone's good. It's fun.
Let me introduce our guest because he's so fucking chatty.
I just saw a couple of episodes like kind of in the middle, but the theme song was good and then they changed it the next time I watched it.
Right.
14-time guest.
Is that right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He has a new car. Matt Gagan is here.
Yes, it's the new car era. I saw what Brendan was doing. I said, you know what? I'm also going to scrap.
New season, new car.
Scrap. I'm gonna get one more accident in. I'm going to hit into a car. I'm going to ditch it and just get a new one. And that's where we are. So if anyone knows anyone that wants a 2004 Sienna Toyota minivan.
You love the Toyotas.
A nice little cheap price. It runs well.
Some
glass.
This is actually a good place to do this. How much would you charge?
My mom said $1,500 seemed like a fair price.
That seems fair.
Pete says I can get more at least $2,000 on Facebook Marketplace.
Put it
he
up.
Also said to get Sean McClinchy to touch it up a little bit, sell for $4,000. Like, I don't really feel like talking to Sean McClinchy.
Put flames in the sides of the minivan.
Now, this is the minivan that you've lost some part to the window in the minivan, right?
The window's back.
The minivan.
I bought a new window.
The window's back.
The insurance paid for a new window.
Okay.
Yeah. My insurance doing its job. I'm like, Brendan's over here. He's got lawyers handed him.
Car insurance is different, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think it's just one guy that handles all the issues.
They care more about cars than people in this country.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the way home from work, I hit a moving car for the first time. Usually I only hit parked cars.
Right.
First time I had to exchange insurance. And
what was the scenario?
Like I was telling Brendan.
How fast were you both moving?
We were, it's not funny. For some reason, when you asked that, I thought it would be funny to be like, we were both going 100 miles an hour. We hit head on.
She's dead. I'm alive.
That's what all happened in my brain, and I just laughed at it. And
you fucking throw your insurance. Here you go, buddy.
That's essentially that it. I was like, here's my insurance, and then I was like, I'm just going to get a new car, bud. So you have fun with this. You go through
like
insurance.
An awesome high roller. Like every time you get into an accident, you just buy a new one.
And then he kept calling me and like texting me. He was like, so what do I do? Are they going to reach out to me? Do I call them? Like, bud, you figure it out. I'm getting a new car. And then that's not what I said. I wasn't that badass, but I was like, I don't know, fucking figure it out, guy. You're older than I am.
That sounds maybe more badass than the first one.
That's not exactly what I said either. Nothing I say is actually what I said.
It's all your internal monologue.
So what happened was I was driving home and got stuck behind a line of cars that was turning left, and I was going straight, and I'm like, all right, I gotta get in the right lane to get around these guys. And then the guy behind me had the same idea. I was like, all right, I'll let him go in the right lane. And then right after him, I'll follow suit and I'll do it. So he goes and then I go to go. And wouldn't you know it, another car just was right behind him somehow, came out of nowhere, and just drove straight into that car.
Yeah. I've gotten into a moving accident once before, and it was just like completely my fault. There was a car in front of me. I was trying to enter onto Montauk Highway from Seaford Oyster Bay, and I looked right. I saw a car in front of me. I was like, okay, registered, car in front of me. Looked to my left to see if I can go. Looked to my right, car still in front of me, and I floor it right into the back of the other car. Oh, shit, I forgot. That car didn't move.
Ah, shit.
That's my bad.
All right.
Whoopsie.
Did you get him and be like, oh, I'm sorry, that was completely my fault? Or did you try to be like,
what the fuck?
When insurance is coming, we need this to be your fault. So. Oh, hey, you didn't see me there.
It's kind of crazy that I feel like the people in Long Island are like, why weren't you moving?
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, that's the way we would do it. Yeah. Luckily, actually, nothing ever came of that. We exchanged information. We didn't involve the cops on the scene.
We didn't involve the cops, and my mom was mad. She's like, you always call the police. They gave you a nice report.
No, you might get out of this. Nice.
I don't know. He's like, what if he lies and says he got injured? And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Then he's a liar. I don't know.
Then he's a liar, yeah.
I don't know. Well,
that happens.
It happened to me, and I never owed anybody any money.
Yeah.
I've only been one accident. And that was
on right my now. Way to bamboozle. I'm pissing myself.
on your way to what?
Bamboozled.
I've been bamboozled. Survivor.
In New Jersey. Nice. Yeah, I think that was in 2011, I want to say.
Wow.
Incubus and Skrillex were the headlines.
Oh, you're all hyped up.
You
crazy.
Were a...
I was fucking...
A new driver.
I was a new driver. Brando. It was. I had the car less than a year. We were 5 minutes away from the venue from Asbury Park.
It was a Carol, Carol.
My friend was there was a cop stuff going on to the right of me, and I was looking, and I my friend stopped
like,
short in front of me,
and,
I
just, and you crashed.
Yeah.
Damn.
I screamed real loud.
After you already stopped.
Nothing bad happened. I just thought my dad was going to kill me, so I just got really scared.
And it happened.
Yeah. What did he do?
He didn't do anything to me. The very nice tow truck man was like, I know where you guys are going. Go have fun. Go have a good day. You'll nice. Come pick it up tomorrow. I was like, yeah, that was really nice. And then, I told my parents, and they were like, all right, get in the car. We're going to New Jersey again. So we drove to New Jersey.
Was your guy nice when you hit him?
It was a lady, first of all.
Wow, lady can drive too. I've been Terry Crews. That's what we're calling canceled now.
Tune into the part I didn't cut out. check that out on YouTube. It's a very good bit. My lady was so confused because we had been sitting there, like she couldn't go either for like five minutes, and then all of a sudden she gets rammed into by the guy that was sitting behind her for 5 minutes. Also, so I think she was just in shock. Like, why'd you do that?
And he was like, "Yeah, that's what you fucking get."
You could have gone like three times. So I was trying to push you into
old
traffic.
Bag.
The first time I hit a car was a parked car in front of Alitalia, and I was turning into a parking spot, and I just missed the parking spot and hit the car instead. That was next to it. And that guy, he was just like, listen, I don't want you getting in trouble with your parents. Clearly, you're a new driver. He probably thought I was like 15. I was 23.
But you were a new driver.
I was a new driver. Yeah. He's like, listen, I don't want you getting in trouble with your parents. We won't get cops, no insurance. Listen, I'll just get it fixed. I'll tell you how much it costs and you pay me. And that's what we did. Maybe he ripped me off. Maybe he didn't. But I didn't have enough money. He was like, listen. We can meet up. You can pay me half, and then the next time you get paid, you pay me the other half. So, you know,
that's good.
Met up with the guy like three times.
He's gonna hit the right people.
I considered because I had a picture of his license when he turned the big 6-0. Just sending him a happy birthday text. Hey, I was looking at your license. I noticed it was your birthday. Happy 6-0. I didn't do it.
You should have. I was trying to remember the scenario the other day. What was the reason why we couldn't drive home from camping that one time? Did you not have your permit at all? What was, because it was me and you that were sober at the time.
I had a permit, but no one was 21. So you can't drive unless someone's 21.
Wow, that's how young we were.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's the whole crazy thing. We were underage drinking.
That's why we poured out 90 natties.
Yeah, that was a big part of the story.
McDermott had been drinking for so many years that he had always been over 21. Yeah, I guess that's why we couldn't go anywhere.
Probably looked 40 at that point.
Yeah.
Big catcher's mitt face.
Sad. And it was probably better that happened because It was downpouring.
Yeah, we still
were not prepared for the thunderstorm.
We still didn't go because then McDermott waited like a half hour and was like, I'm good to drive now. And then called his dad and his dad was like, it's not you're drunk, don't drive. And he was like, it's pouring, don't drive anywhere. And so we had to sit in the, couldn't go anywhere because it was pouring. Couldn't like go outside and whatever. We just had to sit in his car and wait for the rainstorm to die for like 2 hours.
It was fun.
Mike and Troy left. They didn't care that it was pouring.
They had the other car. Could have gone. First day was a great time. And even though the second day was fun until we
yeah. Then I got to go to the Yankee game the next day because I had tickets. I didn't think I was going to make it because we were still camping.
It all
But then we ended up
out.
Getting kicked out. So worked
it's
out for
the win or lose.
Now, you mentioned Incubus before, and they are an artist of music.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking they of music, yes. And this also reminded me of the theme song, reminded me of the horns.
Of music.
What do we think? Streetlight Manifesto, delay in the album release.
Oh, classic.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen.
So, gotta say, went to Warped Tour this weekend, saw Streetlight Whoa. Manifesto.
Slifer was also there at the Washington, yeah, D.C.
Wow, yeah, very yeah. fun.
Yeah.
With your boys.
Hmm?
With your Albany boys.
No.
I thought the other guys were there.
Well, no, he was with his wife, uh-huh. And then I believe Julian and Austin. That's who he said he was with today.
There's another doofus there that I can't remember his name.
Maybe another doofus. He didn't mention him to me. Maybe he was hiding.
He always looked like Scooby-Doo to me, but I can't remember. I'll let you know later. Is there James?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, James maybe was there.
Well, James does live in Maryland, so that does okay. work. That does okay. make sense. Oh. He didn't mention that James was there. Maybe he wasn't there the day that Slifer called me, but he made it the next day.
Anyway,
yeah.
Tom is...
Tomas.
Tomas, kind of losing it.
Listen, I'll reserve judgment until I hear the album. He said he wants it to be perfect. I don't know why he gave us a date if he didn't know it was going to be ready by then. Fair. But the way I feel, I've waited 12 years.
Yeah,
I can wait a few more months if we actually do get it. Who knows? There'll probably be another delay. He said we're getting 3 new songs on Tuesday. I'll believe it when I see it, when I hear it.
Push back to
Friday. I saw someone had like doctored a photo that said, because the first one was like about that release date, and then it was the whole thing. And then I saw a doctor photo that said about those 3 songs, it's actually going to only be 2, and one of them doesn't have horns yet. And it was a joke. I thought it was real. Like, that's how much ready I was to believe.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, this checks on. Then I read the comments, and it was fake.
I saw them play at Great South Bay Music Festival, I think last year it was, and they fucking rocked the house.
They got great.
That's all I'll say.
They got great stuff. I'm excited for the new album.
What are you saying? He's losing it. Do you mean like... They didn't sound good.
He was off time. He was off key. I mean, I don't know if like something was messed up with the.
Yeah, it could be a number of things. Kind of
sound equipment, but like the whole time, like he was like looking back to his buddies, and they were like, "Come on, man!"
Oh, really?
And he was like, "Ah,
oh wow."
But he had some fun jokes that he was throwing in there. He's very. I don't know if they've ever really. I guess they've probably played Warped Tour in the past, but I think he was very like, "No one should be here to see us. This is weird."
Well, and yet they were.
It was fun, yeah. But it was a good time.
I haven't seen Streetland in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them last year, as I mentioned before. A lot of fun.
The horns are kicking it, though.
Horning.
That is actually pretty weird that they were out of time. I think that's one of their things is that they're so technically
they're so
sound.
Slifer knew something was up when they didn't mention anything about the album at the Warped Tour.
Like, oh, here we go again. Yeah.
Fair.
I just was never believing that it was going to happen anyway, because we hadn't heard anything since the initial announcement
in a while.
So, yeah,
right.
While we're on Music Men, did we listen to the deluxe songs on Saviors?
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
You two together?
I shared it with you while I was playing it.
I think they're mostly bangers.
I think they're all bangers.
Yeah. Mostly bangers.
Yes. Yeah. I think maybe the one I would leave off the banger list, that's still good and I enjoy it, but maybe Ballyhoo is
I like
my least favorite, but I still enjoy them all.
I would say that the 2 acoustic covers they did are 2 of the more boring songs on the album, so those are kind of maybe the the little part where I'll take a little nap on the way home from work, just kind of doze off, and then
on the way home from work,
yeah, and then I'd wake. That's why I'm hitting all these cars. then I wake up when Underdogs comes on.
Yeah.
Underdogs was on a commercial, and I was like,
"Really?
That sounded like Green Day." And I was like, "Why don't I know that song?" And I was like, "I haven't listened to the new tracks yet."
There was a time I went on YouTube, and all of a sudden there was like not music videos, but I guess like lyric videos, but they didn't have lyrics. It was just images to songs, but they seemed official-ish. And then I see titles of Green. It says Green Day, then a title I didn't recognize. I know every not to brag. I know every Green Day song. Like, it's weird when you see Green Day, then a word afterwards, yeah. You don't know it. That's bizarre. Right.
Got to fix that.
Three of us. And then I was like, oh my God, they're putting out music. This is so weird. Really, really, really enjoy Fuck You. And I really enjoy.
I think it's Fuck Off.
Fuck Off.
Yeah. Fuck Off.
And Fuck Off. Both good.
Last F-U-C-K-O-F. This is
Billy Joe Armstrong's Hot to Go.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really got it.
Oh, it's his anthem. It's a new Green Day anthem, you're saying.
It's good.
Has anyone heard the deluxe songs to Suvian Stevens' 10-year anniversary album, To Carrie and Lowell?
You said so many things I didn't know you're talking about.
Suvian Stevens.
That reminds me. I remember one time I said a sentence like that, and Sean Gallagher looked at me, and he was like, I didn't understand any of those words.
That was crazy. Well, slow down for us. What are you talking about?
Okay. 10 years ago, in 2015, the artist Suvian Stevens of Childish Gambino's song fame, Only Black Kid at a Suvian Concert.
Oh, just the lyric? Not even, he didn't say those lines? No.
Childish Gambino said that. And that's, I didn't know who Suvian Stevens was at that point. Now I do. But that's the first time I ever heard of him. Because Childish Gambino is famously the only black kid at a Suvian concert.
Right.
Wow.
He released an album, Carrie and Lowell, 10 years ago. Very good album. And so he released a 10-year anniversary edition with 7 bonus tracks.
Wow.
Guess you guys haven't heard
it yet. It's very fun.
No. That's good. I like when a deluxe album has a lot of bonus tracks.
Sort of
An anniversary usually comes with just like maybe the remastered or something like that. But to have, that's like almost an album's worth of
like new tracks.
Music. That's great.
The bonus takes up half the album.
That's great.
Because two of the tracks, one's a 6-minute 50-seconder and one's a 13-minute 50-seconder. Suvian has the longest song that I know of. I know there's longer songs that exist, but it's a 25-minute song.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And it really gets going at like the 13-minute mark.
That sounds like a length of, I'm going to butcher this title, but the, what's it, King Wizard and the Lizard Gizzard? That band,
King
I think, has a lot
Gizzard
of long songs.
Lizard Wizard.
Lizard Wizard. Yeah. A lot of izzards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get into.
They do have a lot of
little bit, yeah.
Longers,
a lot of longers. Actually, you know what?
That actually.
Oh, go ahead.
That was like 25 minutes. That might be the longest song I think it's a Frank Zappa song that's like 40 minutes long.
Oh my!
But I thought the decline was the longest.
18 minutes from No Effects. Yeah,
because I guess we don't.
That
count
was that used to be my longest. Yeah.
From like Fish, like, all those things are like live songs. I guess.
Well, the
jams.
Jam band shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, so yeah, I'm about to tee up a music segment. I didn't know we'd get here this early.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
But I mean, Brian mentioned Incubus.
He mentioned Incubus. So I think this is the right button.
Oh, Daddy, what song will I ever listen to today?
Here, boy, check this one out.
What?
Oh, Daddy, that positively slaps.
That reminds me. It's time for your spanking because you've been a bad boy. Come here.
Ow, Daddy, no. Oh, no, Daddy. Ow. Owie, ow.
That's our new sting. Do you know what the segment is, or does that not help you at all?
Yeah, it does. Is your dad giving you this, the recommendations? That makes sense.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank God, okay.
I thought something else, I'm bare-bottomed right now. I thought something else was going to happen.
you thought the guy that tapes up windows was about to come down here?
Yes.
he most recently, on Father's Day, recommended Jimmy Buffett Cheeseburger in Paradise, a classic.
One of the deep tracks.
That's great.
Yeah, and then now this feels like a Doughboy segment because the intro was longer than the whole segment because that's all I have on that.
Right.
That's kind of the whole thing.
Kind of an offshoot from this. I was at a bar tending to some emotional damage from a friend that he needed some help. So I went there to kind of assist him. And it was like 4 p.m. on a Wednesday.
4 p.m.
And there was a dude playing live
Wednesday.
Music. Nice. And I was like, that's weird. And there's like 3 people at the bar. It's us and like 2 other people. Crazy. He starts playing Jimmy Buffett.
Nice.
The classic. And I do the whole salt thing.
Uh-oh.
And no one else is into the music at all. And he goes, thanks, man. That really helped me out a lot. I was like,
oh, wow.
Like, what are you, you're putting yourself in this position by playing at a bar at 4 o'clock where there's only 4 people here. I'm just trying
thank
to
God, so
have
you did
a little
salt,
fun.
Though. What a good guy you are. I didn't
I
thought you were going to say that what? People you didn't know some... that was a thing. Or
I don't know what that's a thing. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Some you throw salt at someone? Woman to blame. Salt, salt, salt.
Yeah.
Not how it goes, but
salt. During Margarita Bill, when it says like searching for my lost acre of salt, you can go salt.
Oh, it's like a Sweet Caroline type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like one.
So
of
now
those
swap
things.
That out for Sweet Caroline too. Say salt instead of
Sweet
salt.
Caroline.
Salt.
Salt. Salt. Salt.
Salt.
Right.
Sounds like we're saying assault. Like we assault. Go yeah. Assault. Right. Poor Caroline. Rest in peace.
Moral of the story: Jimmy Buffett. Rest in burgers.
Rest in power.
That's what he said to me. Like in that text message, he said, I miss him, and then sent the song. And I said, Happy Father's Day. I didn't know what else to say.
Hope you're doing all right, Dad.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Crazy Dad. Yes, that was nice. I kind of am okay with Jimmy Buffett. I used to make fun of my dad for liking him. There's some songs I hear every once in a while that's like, nice bluegrass type of music that's not straight up like big butt rock country.
I really don't know much Jimmy Buffett at all.
Yeah, he some of his songs sound like a nice John Denver type of music. You
West
know?
Virginia.
Yeah, like that. You got it.
Cheeseburger.
And then there's that one.
Did you have a good Father's Day?
Yes. I did not hang out with my dad at all.
Nice. Nice.
That's not why it was nice. Dad, if you're listening... Love you, Papa. Ready for my spanking later when you get home. He just goes to Queens all the time to hang out with his girlfriend, so he just was missing for the day. So I was like, all right, well, he's the one I hang out.
Happy Father's Day to him.
He enjoyed himself. Had a little woohoo, most likely. And we hung out with Nicole's dad, who was in town for the weekend, and we went to the Village Lantern, and I just got fat and happy there. I had a Mai Tai.
Nice.
You know what?
Wow.
What did you drink last week?
Yeah, 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 rock and roll.
Oh, can I add that now? Damn.
Wow. That's got to be part of the new intro. Sorry.
We're revamping everything this season, baby.
Season two, baby.
Rock and roll for two.
That's not going to cut it.
Fuck.
Sorry. That's just not good.
Shit.
It's very derivative. I had a Mai Tai. Next.
Oh. I'm trying to think if I had anything out of the ordinary. Diet Coke.
Spoilers.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Had a matcha.
I actually had a Diet Dr. Pepper the other day, too. So at the Summer Run Series, which is why I have these little cans, they give you two sodas. Every time you race. So we get four sodas for the household every time we go to these Monday races. Nice. And I was like, oh, I didn't know they had a Diet Dr. Pepper. I can get this because Nicole likes to have her diets. She likes Diet Coke. And I don't know if she's super familiar with Diet Dr. Pepper, but I knew off your recommendation, Gagan, that that's a very good iteration of diets in the soda world.
Oh, yes.
So I'm like, if she opens this, I would gladly have some sips. I'm not a big like cola-flavored person. So when she has Diet Coke, I'm like, I'll skip. But if she opened up a Diet Dr. Pepper... I definitely have a whirl. And then we drank it on the way home from that night. I was like, this is honestly fucking not that different from
it's not.
Not that different from Dr. Pepper.
It's not
original.
It's not.
I was very impressed.
Oh yeah.
It's very impressed.
Did I have anything else? Did I try anything? Not, you know, I drink what I drink, a Red Powerade, a water.
Okay.
You know, I drink what I the drink classics. These days. And
You're drinking, you don't get upset.
I was going to try to come up with a different rhyme. I drink what I drink, and I don't put up a stink.
I don't sleep a wink.
Yeah.
Do you sleep well?
You drink a lot of coffee.
According to my Fitbit, I fell asleep at 5:21 a.m. last night.
Yikes.
I had a power nap before that. I set an alarm for 7 p.m. to wake up from my nap, and I must have slept through it because I didn't wake up till 8 p.m.
So when did you think that you went to bed?
About like 5:21.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
I got home at
it kind of sounded like you like Fitbit was like this Fitbit's fucking wrong.
It's hard to pinpoint exactly when you fall asleep, and I know the Fitbit doesn't have exactly right, but it was probably approximately at 5. I got home at 4 a.m. from a long night of party and yeah.
Gotta make a new segment for this.
And I still had to check my fantasy baseball, and I have three teams, and my computer was fucking freezing up a storm, so it took me a long time. Wow. And then I had to do connections, then I had to do the mini, then I had to do strands.
Oh.
And at that point, I was falling asleep while doing strands. I was just like, "Oh, put me out of my misery. Just give me some hints. Just give me hints. I can't do
That's
this anymore."
That's embarrassing.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
You should be ashamed.
I am.
When I lose a try on a connections, I do just throw my phone across the room because I'm a fucking an idiot. I feel like a fucking
clown.
Yeah,
you are stupid.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Big Red Nose, stupid.
I drank and drank. Actually, today is probably the first time that I had alcoholic beverage in probably like 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Had spiked iced tea.
Ew.
Tea. Very good.
Hoop tea?
Hoop tea, they're good. They're decent.
Maybe I've had that by you.
Jimmy and Mia always bring them over to our place whenever we do stuff, so I have a little cache of them.
Do you think he calls her mama in the bedroom?
He calls her mama?
In the mama bedroom. Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah, mama Mia. You know what? I'm going to pitch that to him next time to kind of make that happen.
Yeah.
I think he's very impressionable, so I think it's definitely.
Yeah, I'll call her mama.
We get it.
I don't care. I'll call her mama. Yeah, I'll call mama right now. I don't care. Yo, what up, mama? Scared.
She is also a mom, so I guess it like.
Oh,
wow. Double-edged sword.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Do her kids call her mama?
It might be mom. It might be relegated.
It's right
to mom
there, though. They call her Mama Mia.
I know.
It's right there.
But I don't think they're not like big Mario people, you know?
I was thinking about the movie or the play.
I was thinking about Mamma Mia, let me go.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of different Mamma Mias. I was thinking about
we all thought of different things.
Wow.
I thought about a very stereotypical Italian guy throwing some stuff in the air and jumping around
so
and getting stomped on by people.
The three big Mamma Mias.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We
how
make
many
up
Mama
the entire
Mia.
Family feud.
You're either a Mario, an ABBA, or a Queen.
Right.
Right.
Wow. That never happened.
We gotta have a fourth, so we can do a Sex in the City of Mamma Mia's.
Right, like a Mount Rushmore of Mamma Mia's.
Yeah. I think we covered all of them.
Right.
All
right. We'll just do Mario again, I guess.
Oh, you get yours? Fine.
Yeah.
Real nice.
There are two Marios. There's Luigi. He's just Mamma Mia, right?
Luigi's not a Mario.
He actually is. His last name is
true.
Mario.
I take it back. Their last name is Mario.
What?
They're the Mario brothers.
Mario's name is Mario.
So it's Mario, Luigi, which is a funny bit.
I don't think I ever thought about this. They kind of listen to the movie?
I guess we're bigger fans than you are.
Oh, shit.
Don't look.
Someone take his GameCube away.
McDermott actually did. I never
it's
got that back.
And now I think you deserve it.
It does have a handle on it. All systems should have handles on them. Big, fat handles.
Yeah. I think it works really well.
Big fat handles.
It's the first portable system, if you think about it.
I love a big fat handle on a console.
I had a long drink, which is a
seen those.
I don't know, some fucking I don't know what they are. They're like European, like Viking drinks. I don't know. It's like gin flavored. And now I'm on
Diet Coke.
I've been on Zero Pepsi. Zero Pepsi. Coke Zero Cherry.
Wow, sounds recently. Like you've been on a Coke and LSD binge. Coca-Cola and long sips of your drink.
Wow.
That was I've told that on the pod before. That was that was an Adventureland story. I was taking someone's order and she set herself up. She was like, "You're gonna ask me if I want anything else?"
Ring a bell.
I was like, "I don't." And she's like, "You know what I really want right now?" I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Coke and LSD." I was like, "Oh, yes. Okay." And she's like, "Yeah, you know I really like Coke and LSD." I was like, "Okay." And she's like, "I'm talking Coca-Cola and long sips of my drink." What do you think I was talking about? And then she like cracked herself up.
She's from the South.
And she's like, "That was good, right? That was good. Coca-Cola and long sips of my drink."
She's reading it off a notebook.
Yes, ma'am. You just shake your chip jar afterwards, like, please.
Yeah, I just listened to that, so tip me. Please. For the love of God.
Not allowed tips at Adventureland, but if they give it, I take it.
Wow.
I'm not going to say no to a tip.
Don't
say
no
to a tip. Yeah, of course not.
Don't.
I would never.
Okay, good.
Do you think now, I feel like now they probably have the fucking things where they just like, They turn around. Here's your signature.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had trouble with those. Especially me being a person that buys beer at like breweries and stuff. That's a very funny one. It's kind of, it's similar to like when you go get takeout from like a diner. Like, do you, yeah. So you do this. Do you ever you pick up from diners? Or you just
yeah, I pick up from diners.
Do you tip on those?
I feel like I have to.
I don't tip when I get.
They did none of the work. I did all of the work, and I still feel it. And yeah, I know. I always pick the lowest option.
But 15% is still the lowest option.
Sometimes you get a 10.
Okay,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so bad.
You know, Three Brothers really gets me, because I'll place an order at Three Brothers and I'll go and there, and I always get a lot because I'll get like a big boy pizza and then a side of the wings, because you know I'm gonna have leftovers. It's like I don't go there every day, so it's like whatever I don't eat, I'll have the next day. So you know I'm racking up a $40-$45 order, and then it's like the tip on top of that. Their lowest option is 15%. So now all of a sudden it's like a $55 order. And I'm like, yeah, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do it.
I never tip.
I feel bad. Anymore. You just don't tip anymore.
I'm a no tip guy now.
You're gonna get a no tip.
Like even at a restaurant.
No tip. Yeah, I don't tip anywhere. But I do tip my dentist, my hygienist.
Very European of you. Okay.
Yeah. I did go to Europe once, and I said, "This is the future." No,
you just kind of leave a crumpled up dollar bill in your molar, so that when the dentist is fishing around there.
Oh, thank you.
I do pull it out from behind his ear when he's working on my.
Oh, I love that trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you write on the tip line, you just write European style. Zero. Big zero.
I said, get a real job.
That's good. Brian tips, guys. He's just joking. He tips.
This is all a joke.
Don't want to get Terry Crews'd.
Now I have to leave all that Juneteenth stuff in the beginning.
No, they'll just wonder what we're talking about.
Now they really will because I added that part.
Oh. In the beginning, wait, I'll listen to that.
Become a patron and you can listen to the show back.
You skip past it.
I'll just say this. We're racist on the Patreon now, season 2.
No, no.
Wow, you disavow. Gotta pay to hear us be racist.
No, disavow.
Cutting your track.
Are we diving into the DC?
Yeah,
you know, I'm not talking about Washington today. You know, though there's a lot of Washington in the news recently.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
DT is in DC. Wow. There's a lot of that.
This is an incredible segue.
I think so.
It's good. Continue.
Talking about
land the plane,
diet coke.
Yeah,
rock and roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is not to be confused with Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Not
don't
to be confused
you
with.
Fucking
don't
dare. And I told this story
do
on,
not think
on,
about it.
On our podcast, but when I went to France, because I famously went to France a couple weeks ago, they
did
not have Diet Coke fucking anywhere.
No.
And let me tell you, when I complained into the group chat, Pete and DeRosa both, the two people who were not in France, mind you, I was. No, it's everywhere. You can find it anywhere. Don't worry. Like no, okay.
Is it this before you went? Or
no, they say that as I was in France saying, Diet Coke is nowhere. They're like, it's everywhere. I'm like, okay, let me go in 50 restaurants today. No, it's not. And no, Europeans love Coca-Cola products. Like, oh, no, there's Coca-Cola.
Does Pete go to France?
There's Coca-Cola.
All the time? Like, what?
I mean, he went to Poland. He's like, Europeans love Coke. And long sips of their drinks.
Yeah.
But they're like, you idiot. It's called Coca-Cola Light there. I was like, I'm aware. I've been on Reddit all fucking week. The Coca-Cola Light isn't here either. It's all Coke
and
Zero.
Did you get that? And you said it was different too?
It's all Coke Zero. So I had to have a lot of Coca-Cola sans sucre my whole week there. And it is so bad. And Coca-Cola Regular is so bad. I will say, what did I drink?
You don't like Coca-Cola Regular anywhere? No.
What did I drink a few weeks ago? They do have this really good orange juice soda called Orangina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun one. There's pulp in it. Very fun.
That's fun.
But we found one grocery store who I guess did not get the memo yet that we're not doing Diet Cokes. They did have the Coca-Cola Lights. So we stocked up. I got five of them because that was all that would fit in Kevin's bag.
Nice.
A lot better than the Coke Zero, the Coke Sans Sucre. But
do you know anything about the lights? Is it just like less sugary or... Is it a diet?
It's their
sort of
Diet Coke equivalent. I do believe, according to Dougie, our friend from France, she said that aspartame is kind of regulated in France. So that's a big problem there. I was also all over the Reddit. It sounds like the UK is the only country in Europe, one of a couple maybe, that is still selling a Diet Coke. Because I was reading, I'm in Sweden and they're getting rid of all the Diet Cokes. What's going on? How do we stop this? And everyone was chiming, I'm in Norway. We can't do it. There's no more Diet Cokes. You know, it seems like it's dire over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Times are tough.
Yeah. So it was a tough week. I did talk about they did have vegan options at the McDonald's, though. So I got McDonald's 5 out of 7 nights while I was in France.
Sad though, but you can't get your Diet Coke to go with your McDonald's.
It's
apparent.
Did you get your S car to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't eat meat because I'm famously vegan, but.
Right.
So you're kind of our Diet Coke correspondent here while you're on the episode. When did you fall in love with Diet Coke? When did this become like your whole life?
You know, I was always a Mountain Dew guy. Yeah. Mountain Dew Code Red, Baja Blast, the Matty Fresh, of course, which is 25% Baja, 75%. Yeah, Voltage. Yeah. Voltage has slipped to number 5 in the ratings. Okay. Livewire is always such a treat when you can find that because, you know, it's a rare treat. I love the Mountain Dew family. Was always into that. Was always into Dr. Pepper. And then I quickly switched to Diet Dr. Pepper because, in my mind, it tastes exactly the same and, you know, healthier. But now I think it's better, even Diet Dr. Pepper. Okay. So it was always Dr. Pepper when Coke was on sale, Mountain Dew when Pepsi was on sale. I always liked Pepsi more than Coke. I think Pepsi is fine. I think it's pretty good. I think Coke is just bad. It's too syrupy. It's too gross.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. At one point, I was at, you know, I don't even know if this might have been like late college, maybe. You know, I was just very hungover in maybe like the school store or something of that nature. Maybe a Sunoco or something. No, a Sunoco would have had more options. But, you know, it was Coke products. There was no Dr. Pepper. There was nothing. And I said, that Diet Coke looks kind of good. Let me get it. And I was like, it's kind of hitting the spot. Brian's bored. He's getting up and leaving.
I'll get him.
Like, it's kind of
hitting the spot. He's got to start reading.
So I would start to get Diet Coke, because Diet Coke's everywhere in America.
Right.
Pete
DeRosa, looking at you.
Yeah. I started getting Diet Coke whenever there was no Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew. And then I remember I tweeted at one point, I think this was post-college, I tweeted, guys, I think Diet Coke may be my third favorite soda at this point.
Wow.
But then it's even rather, and now it's just, it's so readily available. It's always hitting the spot. It's very consistent that now, you know, it's really just the last few years or so when I really joined the cult of Diet Coke. Quitting drinking, of course. I think a lot of people that quit drinking just like go to Diet Coke.
Huh.
So that's, you know.
Is there something about it that
I don't know.
Is an anti-alcohol drink? Like
aspartame. I don't know. Aspartame does wonders.
It fills the void,
it's the wonder drug. It's given us all cancer, but it's the
Yeah, I looked like I was like actively trying to get cancer when I was getting this order. I just got it because I went to 7-Eleven, got a bottle, got a tall boy can of Diet Coke, and then went to McDonald's and then got McDonald's. Like, I got fries, chicken nuggets, and a fountain Coke.
And they said, this boy wants cancer.
He wants cancer. Can't cancer. But yeah, I was just curious because I know growing up we were always big Dr. Pepper guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then like a switch flipped and you were just Diet Coke all the way. And I don't remember you being a Coke fanatic, and I would think that you would have been a Super Coke fan in order to translate to Diet Coke fandom. Look, but it's interesting to know that you never liked Coke at all.
Coca-Cola and Diet Coca-Cola taste so different. Like that's the big disconnect.
Right,
and that's why Coke Zero is so bad, because Coke Zero, they made specifically in the lab, different formula, different artificial sweetener to taste like Coca-Cola.
Right. And you don't like Coca-Cola, like Coke, so you don't like Coke Zero.
Like Coke Zero.
Right.
You're right.
But people with refined taste buds.
This is an entirely different beverage.
Yes.
See, it's so funny you say that because I was asked a question today by, I think, Jake Sharp, past guest of the pod.
Good
do
guy.
People like actually him. Like Diet Coke more than Coke? And I said, like, I think they're lying to themselves if they do. And I'll stand by that.
I think it's really
you think I'm
taken
lying
the
to
world
myself
by storm recently.
I
it's
do.
Like, there's
in what way? In what way do you think I'm? Why would I create this story for myself?
I don't. I'm just saying that like it's my feeling that like Coke is good. I think people who think that Diet Coke is better than Coke are they're being contrarian. That's just my thought.
There are so many people that prefer Diet Coke.
It's really
and I think they are saying that they prefer Diet Coke because they think it's cool to hate on Coke.
I think you're actually coming in with the contrarian take.
Maybe.
It's like me and me coming in here.
Coke's been around since 1800s. I mean, it's been around forever, man. That's the flagship, and Diet Coke's been around 42 years. Came out August 9th for 1982. That's right. So like, that's the year it came out. I think It's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it is good, but I'm just saying that, like, Coke heavy is good. Coke heavy is better.
Which is fine. That's your opinion. I'm just taking umbrage with the fact that everyone who is saying that Diet Coke is better is lying to themselves. That's like
I think, coming in here, being like, I don't know, it's just off the top of my head.
But I got everyone who says the Empire Strikes Back is the superior Star Wars movie is lying to themselves. They're just being contrarian. Well, that's the main take. That's the consensus.
I think we are in a world now where like Diet Coke has more fandom than regular Coke.
There's a reason they call it the cult of Diet Coke. Nobody joins a cult.
Nicole never gets excited for Coke. She's like, oh, I can be that DC. People are freaks for the DC.
I will say,
if I go and I get a Coke like that is like, it's like nectar.
You're lying to yourself.
We're going to do this episode soon. You might like Coke Zero better.
Have you had Coke Zero?
I have had Coke Zero.
So you think Coke Zero is better than Diet Coke?
I actually don't. I have never had them side by side.
What's going on?
Okay.
And I can't. I will say is I don't think that Coke Zero tastes exactly like Coke.
Okay. Well, maybe not exactly.
Does it taste more like Coke than Diet Coke?
100%. Don't even try to lie right now. Don't even try to fucking
lie. Now I've never actually had Coke Zero and Coke next to each other.
Okay.
So
I think people who like Coke better are just, you know, they like a soda and the Coke's there.
Sure.
They like a Coke. It has the name recognition. They know it. They drank it growing up. They want a sweet treat. They get a Coke. People that like Diet Coke specifically.
They like diet flavor even. Like, I'm amazed by how much you're like an aspartame freak. Like, you love aspartame. Oh, that's your thing.
I mean, it really is just Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper. I think any other diet beverage is pretty far inferior to the original. Like a Diet Mountain Dew is bad. You know, a Diet Sprite is bad.
So aspartame isn't a magical drug that enhances any drink for you.
Yeah, I just
in this case.
I don't know which one. I don't know if they all use aspartame or which ones do and which ones don't.
Yeah,
but
it could be a combination of things
now. The vending machine in the faculty lounge at the school I work at does not have Diet Coke. It only has Diet Pepsi. So I've been getting into Diet Pepsi a little more. It's grown on me where I can drink a Diet Pepsi. It's nowhere near. So that's like the third diet soda that I would drink at this point. But yeah, I'm not I'm specifically a Diet Coke, Diet Dr. Pepper freak. Mm. Any of the other, like maybe, you know, especially like a non-cola drink, like the diet version is.
So you're also telling me that you would prefer a Diet Dr. Pepper over a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Wow. And I'm not lying to myself.
That's crazy.
Well, I think that they do such a good iteration of the Dr. Pepper itself. Plus, he does enjoy aspartame. So I that does track for me. Mm-hmm. I disagree because I like the flavor of
that
original
DB Heavy
sodas.
That is the perfect.
But I understand if you're an aspartame guy, then that helps
junkie.
You. I
wouldn't use the term junkie.
I'm a fructose
that's
freak. I'm a fructose freak.
Well, I don't want to get Terry Crews.
Right, exactly.
But even further than that, I would get rid of fructose altogether and give me all the cane sugar sodas. Give me like the craft sodas.
Yeah, I do. I love those Mexican
cane
Cokes
sugar
are
sodas.
That is.
Mexican like, Cokes are better.
That's true nectar.
Yeah. To go even harder on heart, I guess like when we talk about sodas, all of a sudden we have like insane takes. Maybe this is a better show. We just review sodas from now on.
They're still suds, man. We could do that. There's a lot of sodas out there.
There's a lot of sodas.
M4 wants to review root beer.
Bring her on.
There's so many root beers.
Pepper. She's Barks,
okay. Come on in.
She's also a Diet Dr. Pepper freak.
Barks, A&W, Mug.
Birch beer.
Wow. Okay. Wasn't one of the answers.
I've always
okay.
been a mug head, but only because I like I'm a cream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
cream soda guy.
See, I don't like cream soda that much.
That's one of my favorites.
At all, really.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember back in the... Back when I was an elementary school lad, you know, this is when I was lying to myself. And I'd say, I like every soda. I like every soda.
Okay. Drink this cream soda.
Oh, I love cream soda.
It sounds like I'm getting, like, molested.
I really wasn't thinking that at all.
I'm like, okay. I love cream soda. And I was lying to my... That's what lying to yourself sounds like. And I'm big enough to admit it.
It sounds like that segment intro before a little bit.
We got to somehow incorporate another segment.
The cream soda molestation. We'll skip that segment. I forget what I was going to say. Something along the lines of how I don't like the flavor of cola at all. Like, cola just sucks. And no matter... Yeah. I don't care if it's Mexican Coke or if it's, like, boiling...
Very woke of you. I don't care if it's Mexican, again, white, black.
When I say boiling, we've gotten to this problem before. I'm not saying boiling with a New York accent. It's boiling is the brand of the soda.
Yeah.
I don't care if my Coke's boiling. I still won't drink it.
I can't get away with it. That doesn't matter. Any craft soda that is cola flavor is bad. I don't like cola flavor. I don't like this drink I'm drinking right now, but it's still soda. Wow. So it still passes for me, but I just don't like cola. Even when I remember we would go to... at the time, I guess, Shea Stadium for camp trips. For some reason, like the fucking 600 level seats, only the Pepsi guy would walk by with drinks. So I was forced to get a straight up Pepsi original.
You wanted what? Like a Bud Light?
I wanted the heavy Bud heavy, baby. But I had to get a Pepsi, and I was like, hey, I like Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper. What the fuck? I gotta get a Pepsi. And I think that was passable. Like, Pepsi to me, I think in my head,
Pepsi
is
better than
Coke.
It is
different.
But still, like, not a cola fan by any means.
Still kind of crazy because it's such a prevalent flavor. You know, I get people that don't like soda. It's a little spicy. They don't like the carbonation, but they're not like cola. You know, it's
and I was kind of like you. I think I thought I liked all sodas.
Yeah,
but
you were lying to yourself.
I don't like the big two.
Try this cream soda.
That's how it all started for me.
Yeah, Uncle Cream. Wow.
Yes.
Don't bring it up. I'm not him anymore.
I think. Yeah, that's right.
What? We're not doing that either.
I don't know. That's part of this.
You don't know.
I don't know, Brendan. I don't know.
This is an existential crisis.
You hear me at the beginning of the episode? I said, I am Brendan. I don't know who I am anymore.
I just assumed that there was going to, that like the intro was gone. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a whole personality
Uncle Cream
shift.
Will be worked back in some way.
Okay. Oh, you heard it here first. All
right. Yeah.
And I also do want to say that any like off-brand cola, your Sam's Club, your RC cola, and those are all trash.
That's poison.
And I usually don't like any, like when you go to one of those, not like a fancy restaurant, but like one of those restaurants that are like, we don't serve soda, or like a movie theater, like we don't serve name brand soda, we serve our own house-made soda. It's like, okay, great. So it's crap. That's what you're telling me.
You got the soda stream in the back just fucking
pressing shit. I will say that Cava does have a pretty decent, fountain. It's a Diet Coke. I think they call it like a Mexican Diet Coke or something. I don't know. But it's passable. I can enjoy it.
Yeah. Can you hand me that lunchbox over there? I gotta open up there's a lot of stuff going on there. I want to try a can and the bottle now. I've been having my mountain,
right.
Or my fountain. Now it's time for me to crack open.
Right, that's a good point. So
there's also beers.
I have 12 ouncer. I've been doing a lot of the 12 ounces and the 8.23 or whatever it is, the little shorties of Diet Coke.
Whoa!
I have a tall boy here. This is, I guess, looks like 16 ouncer, and it's American, which we love.
Wow,
we do. I do want, you know, it's harder with Diet Coke, but Mountain Dew, I did have the definitive ranking where it is the best out of a can, then out of a 2-liter bottle, and definitely last out of the 20-ounce bottle. I just think the plastic to Mountain Dew ratio, like, I don't Mountain Dew, the 2-liter, when it's fresh, when you're opening, you're getting those first two cups before it goes flat.
Yeah.
Mm. That's really good. And then, you know, cans very... Diet Coke's pretty consistent. Like, I could drink it out of a 2-liter.
You'll
I could
enjoy
drink
it
out of a 20-ounce. I
can
drink it out of a can. Man, okay. I think it is can. I think you know something about that aluminum to soda.
Mm-hmm.
Just feels.
It
so
just
right.
scrapes but, enough off the side of the can.
Sure.
But the 20-ounce, the 20-ounce is good, and I do like a 20-ounce.
I have to interrupt you really
Diet
quickly,
Coke.
Just because when I opened this bottle here, the plastic parts that are supposed to connect down to the bottom. You know what I mean? When you rip it open, you'll hear the little.
Yeah.
There is none of that.
Mm.
Oh.
I've been having a problem where you see this part that stays on?
Yeah.
That keeps coming off.
Coming off.
Or like it's hard, like I got to rip it off. In France, they have the, and this happened a couple times where I was like, it's not coming off, and I had to rip it off, but it's not supposed to. In France, you twist it open and it's supposed to stay on, and then you can like open and close it like that. But unnecessary in my eyes.
Huh. Now, do you think, and this was my thought, those 20 ounces, at least for adults, it might be a little too much to finish before it gets done.
Depends on...
Before it gets kind of all, releases all the carbon dioxide and it gets flat.
Depends on how thirsty. I mean, the fact that you have an unscrewable twist top is key because you can keep closing that and you're still going to lose a little every time you open it.
Sure,
right.
It does depend on how thirsty you are, how fast you're going to drink it. You can blow back into it. I think the ideal time is when you're eating dinner, because I'm eating a savory meal, so you're going to eat, you're going to drink,
and then you're getting
kind of thirsty, so I'm going to keep drinking. So, like, by the time you're finished with the meal, I didn't hear you. We'll circle back
just trying to.
By the time we finish the meal, I'm, like, almost done with it, and then I have a little bit left over to enjoy post-dinner. I think if you have a can, it'll do, but sometimes, you know, my meal is so salty and savory. I finish the can, and I still got some.
They fought wars for this?
I think you want a 20 ounce when you're doing dinner.
Right, now.
What'd you say before while I was talking? I didn't. I Brian know. Had a reaction.
So stupid. I think I like the bottle texture better. I think I'm getting like when I drink out of the can. Okay. There's so much. It's like really the carbonation's packed in there, which is what you want.
Yeah.
But it kind of foams up in my mouth. And this, like, it's almost like perfect. It's flatter in a good way out of the bottle.
It is. I hear what you mean. You it's know? Not as crisp. It's not,
yeah,
as, crisp
not as crisp
coming
crisp,
out of the bottle,
which I do like about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, almost identical flavor, though. And so what is so great about... I know that Coca-Cola from the fountain of McDonald's is famous. I wasn't sure if Diet Coke had the same fame.
I wasn't sure either. The first couple of sips were good, but now as it's sitting here and the ice is kind of melted, purposely, you know, I actually asked, I went up there and I was like, can I have medium Diet Coke, light ice if possible, and the guy should have just told me that I do it myself, but he said yes.
Oh, you're inside.
Yeah, I famously don't like drive-thrus.
With your new car, you can't just zip around?
I don't like drive-thrus.
You gotta practice
the only time. I had a very good never have I ever, which was never have I ever driven through
a
drive-thru,
yeah.
But fucking COVID had to ruin that. Like, couldn't get inside the goddamn Taco Bell without going through the fucking drive-thru.
You poor thing. How'd that go with the van at the time?
Bad. No, I was fine. It's a tight squeeze.
Yeah,
I was very. I saw my life.
I was like, every time I go through there, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it today. And then I do, but I'm nervous every time.
Club.
you singing Big Pony Club.
Yeah. So don't like drive-thru, but yeah.
So Fountain is your favorite still, though.
No,
it's not.
No, that's not what I said.
I just thought that was the thing.
No. I think. Going back to Mountain Dew, when I just rattled that off, I think when you get a good one, the thing, I'm all over the place.
Rain it in.
And it happens with Diet Coke. I say it's the most consistent, but Fountain Soda is always going to be inconsistent. Sometimes it'll be the best thing you've ever had. Sometimes it'll be the worst.
Well, because it's all about the syrup production, the amount of syrup that gets put into the the beverage. It depends on the plate. It depends on how often they're cleaning things. It depends on a lot. There's a lot of X factors.
Yeah.
A good Fountain Mountain, and I know this isn't the Mountain Dew episode, but
it's
a good
fun to say Fountain Mountain.
Fountain Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Applebee's always fucking hits.
Really?
Panera always fucking hits. When I'm not getting that lemonade, that kills me. I'm getting the. I'm getting a Fountain Mountain. No.
Fountain Mountain. That's what
I wish the Fountain Mountain would kill you.
kill
you and me. And I was like, I was starting to think, like, maybe Fountain Mountain's always good. Subway now has Pepsi products instead of Coke. Or at least the ones they're made. So I said, all right, I can't get a Diet Coke anymore, but let me try a Fountain Mountain. It was so bad.
Wow.
You can only describe it as Dookie.
We hate the Dookie.
I will say Adventureland has very good Fountain Sprite. When you get a good Fountain Sprite, it fucking hits. Sometimes it's just like bland, but sometimes a good Fountain Sprite.
I can get behind a Sprite. We've talked about
a Fountain Sprite. I don't really like a canned Sprite or a bottle Sprite. And that's not true. I like it fine. But I would never go out of. I would never ever go out of my way to drink a Sprite out of a can or out of a bottle. But a good Fountain Sprite needs to be from the spout. Now, Diet Coke, much like any other soda, very inconsistent. And famously, when we do the 12 Days of Christmas pub crawl or whatever we call it, I go to each bar and I get a Diet Coke, and the ones that aren't just given the cans and are given the it really differs. Sometimes you get it, and McDonald's, this is pretty good. Adventureland also has good fountain Diet Coke. Sometimes,
but random restaurants, well,
sometimes it's just
lot.
Bad. Like it tastes
that fucking gun. That gun can get really gross too.
That's true.
So it's like now you got gross ass moldy water going in your cup with like syrup from God knows when.
Sometimes I'll ask for a Diet Coke. They'll give me the fountain. And I'll be like, don't give me a Diet Pepsi and tell me that it's Diet Coke. Don't piss on my leg and tell me.
A lot of them are probably doing that. That you're probably right.
And some of it is just straight up bad. Like, I don't even want to finish it. But it's rare that you'll have that.
It's funny. Going back to the random chains you mentioned earlier about which ones have good Fountain Mountain, as we call it.
Mm.
Funny you mentioned that because I have such a memory of Chili's Dr. Pepper being, like, my favorite Dr. Pepper ever.
Mm.
Really, really good stuff. Like, they give you kind of those plastic mugs that
they
come
they
in.
Do?
And I would
do.
Get fucking 7 refills every time I would
God,
go there.
God, I used to love Chili's.
Oh, my God.
I'd
get so good.
IBC root beer.
Texas cheese fries.
Texas cheese fries with the scallions on top. My
yes.
God. My God.
Cheese, ranch, jalapenos, bacon, scallions.
And before they just went back for Doughboys, I've been like having such a craving for Chili's, and they just gave a good reviews recently. Like, I need to get the fuck back there. Why are they
it
not
is,
getting paid
okay.
for this? For because they're making me want to go back. They deserve money for this.
Chili's is a very sad place to go, but it is.
I feel like it's never been bad though, and I've heard it's bad.
No,
they're doing good deals now.
Mean,
they're
like,
doing like some value stuff going. I'm in.
They were the one on 110. Oh no, I'm sorry.
I think it's 110. Where Houlihan's was like over by the United Artists.
By Houlihan's.
Yeah. Never had a good experience.
That one
Houlihan's.
Is scary because my parents said that there's a bunch of roaches.
Was Corinne your waitress?
So.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I've heard her stories, so I know that. I know there is not the best.
So I think they had some bad
my...
years where the Chili's was just very not good, and I just think that people kind of remember that. And anytime I go to a Chili's now, it is no one's there.
Scary.
There's no one there. There's like maybe 10 people total there. I mean, I remember going to Chili's with my parents growing up, and there was it was filled.
It was you had to like wait in the vestibule.
Right. Yeah. But like now, it's like I mean, I wonder if that's a whole like concept that the Doughboys talk about, where it's like.
They said
no one
busy.
Wants in between anymore.
They said it was crazy.
Where it's like, right. Oh, when they went?
Yeah.
I would always get a Dr. Pepper at Chili's when I went.
Yeah. No, I wonder if
and
it's
I
still
I used
back.
To ask to go to Chili's. Like, if it, I don't know if it would
have been a birthday spot for the
actually,
family.
I think for my graduation dinner for high school, I went to Chili's.
I, you know
I
what?
Think
wow.
you were
I went
there.
To Outback and I fucked up with my family for mine. I saw Cassie O'Connor there.
Cassie O'Connor. I was. Not because I didn't like Outback. I think Outback might have been too pricey for my family. We were never Outback people. But I remember I used to love that mac and cheese when I was a kid.
Outback, I went as an adult. And by adult, I mean like I was 20 years old about. I think at this point, I guess these big chain, like sit-down chains had fallen off at this point. Outback was fucking awful and disgusting. I loved it as a kid. And it wasn't that much longer afterwards. It was maybe like, 2.5 years after that when I was 20?
Right.
Because I went for my graduation, then went as a quote-unquote adult. Dog shit. Complete dog shit, horrible meal. I haven't been back in, I guess, 10 years now.
I think once you learn that the guys who made Outback aren't actually Australian, it loses all
it does.
Flair.
It really does.
It's fucked up.
Yeah,
it's sad.
That guy that got the same Bloomin' Onion, I don't think he's even Australian anymore either.
I don't think so either.
Anymore?
Yeah, he used to be. And they made
he converted?
Converted. Yeah. Yeah.
They brought him out to Britain.
They bought
You're
him.
Not a criminal anymore. You don't have to be on that criminal island anymore. Come back to Britain.
I'm like, you're losing.
I like that.
Why are you on that criminal island still? You're a very successful voice actor.
Come back to Britain.
It sounds like that guy should be a successful voice actor. He's got a great voice on him. You look like you're about to do something else. You need to spit it out.
I'm done.
Spit it out.
Yeah, no more. What if I said Bloomin' Onion?
There we go.
I can't do it like you can. Come here and say Bloomin' Onion.
We asked for one more, not two. Okay. Let's calm down.
Now he's on
there
the
was
roll.
There was a comma. No period.
All right. You're lucky.
Period.
You're lucky we recognize the comma here.
I don't know where I stand on Coke comma diet.
Good comma.
Coke comma diet.
Coke comma diet. I don't. Matthew here's a big five bottle.
Yeah.
Big five cans.
Oh yeah, that's how we're rating it. I am a big five cans.
Say, yeah. Big five.
Oh
cans.
Yeah. And Coke Zero. A big cans. Coke Zero cans. Am I right?
We'll see. We're gonna do it.
That's for
soon.
Next time.
I don't think I've ever
that's
had a Coke
for next
Zero before.
Time.
sans sucre.
I mean, this plays into its favor for sure. I have had a Diet Coke before. That's the level of fame this has. This is a big deal around these parts. Diet Coke. I don't know how it's going down south for you guys. Apparently, Brian thinks that everyone that has Diet Coke is an asshole, but it's a big deal.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
I'm going to make sure it sounds like you did say it.
It's such a crazy claim to say that someone with the millions of people. I think the fact that you're being so defensive
that I said that makes me believe that you actually are lying to yourselves and you're having a little bit of a crisis going on internally. So
what are you, fucking Tucker Carlson right now? What is happening?
Yeah.
What am I on Fox News? What is
thinking about how much this angers you? It makes me believe that I'm right.
That was good. He destroyed Ted Cruz the other day.
I heard. Good friend.
Destroyed him.
I see, keeps seeing clips. Yeah, we love Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. I like his. He's got his own thing of Zin now. It's very
really?
Fun.
That's crazy. You know, Trump's coming out with a phone.
Tucker
now?
Carl Zin.
Already pre-ordered.
Is this a bit that you're doing, or is this
pre-ordered the Doughboys comic book?
No,
the
he
Trump
does have
comic.
His own Zin, like Zin.
That's so insane.
But I do
so
not
insane.
Partake.
I saw, and I don't believe know what to believe when I what I see online anymore. But Trump's coming out with the Trump family's coming out with a phone now. You can get a Trump phone.
Trump phone,
yeah, big gold.
Gotta get the Trump phone.
Gotta get it. Tucker Carlson's like funny now.
Yeah,
we like him.
Everyone
he was on
Theo
Bond.
I think he's good now.
I guess when you get kicked off your network, you might as well, like, I have nothing to lose anymore. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to attack my old pals. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Come on the show, Tucker.
Wow. Yeah. That would be something. Big get.
Big get. Because you Coke Zero. Sorry, Darian. Your bombs for Tucker Carlson. She understands. She could join us.
It's a real American beverage.
It's a dual spot. Darren, you go. Tucker Carlson. Head to head. I guess we can start to rate these. I'm going to keep thinking. I don't know where I'm at. I have a lot of beverages in front of me. Brian, do you lead us off?
I think this is, so growing up, my mom always drank Coke, no caffeine. Okay. Poor guy.
That's what my grandma drinks too.
I cut in when you said my mom always used to drink. I don't know if that worked.
Okay. All right.
Been there, buddy.
Yeah. But they cut that off for a while. I have a nostalgic feel for that yellowish can.
The can design is cool.
Oh, I love things
it is. It is kind of a fun, like, yellowish. Kind of like this wall I have going on here. It's great.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Very yellowish.
So I do remember, like, drinking some of that and being like, oh, this kind of tastes a little weird. I'm a little kid. I like soda. I like sugar and all that stuff. So I'm going to drink normal Coke. Coming back in my older age where sugar intake needs to be much less. Diet Coke does satisfy a need for me to have something that with a big amount of flavor and fizz and just to have a little fun drink every once in a while. Has a little bit of caffeine in it, which is kind of nice. It's like, I don't know, 40 milligrams or something like that.
42 milligrams per 12-ounce can.
Okay.
Wow. That's like almost a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It's like half. What is coffee like?
Around 80, they say.
Oh, really?
Depends. It depends. Okay.
Because I know matcha is like...
Oh, tea. Maybe I'm thinking of tea.
Yeah, because my matcha, I believe, was like 70. I thought a coffee was like around 100.
Shit. Yeah, it might be. I they said that the Dunkin', like, regular iced coffee can be close to 300 milligrams.
Yeah,
holy shit.
I saw like 100 to 140 for coffee usually.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I figured like a matcha is kind of like half that, and then like a soda is kind of like half that.
Yeah.
All right. So this Diet Coke has as much as about a half calf coffee.
At most.
But like, that's good. It's got like a lot of what you need, a lot of what you want. I think it is a good soda. I've been enjoying it in the house more recently. It's very, very, very
nice. Oh my God, I'm getting drippage. I'm getting drippage.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness.
It's not that much.
I'm getting, do we have paper towels? I'm getting drippage.
No, you don't.
Okay. You don't care?
No, it's okay.
Okay. I'm getting drippage.
It's like three drops.
I'll leave it with a 4. Solid 4.
4.
So are you lying to yourself? What is happening now? So it comes out that you like Diet Coke.
I do. I don't. Okay. So if I were to drink a Coca-Cola right now, I would say a Coca-Cola is better than this.
And that's your opinion.
And that's my opinion. And it's also my opinion to say that I think people are lying to themselves.
That's not an opinion. It's an incorrect thought.
That they are. I think they are.
I think the sky's red.
Okay.
Sure. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. The sky's red.
Sure. It's a wrong opinion.
Right. That's
sure.
What we're... Your opinion.
I think I win this battle.
Yeah. First of all, I never said that I was right.
I do That's like fair. That. I do like that coming.
That's fair.
I never said I was right. I just said what I said. I didn't say it was correct.
I'm definitely not right, but I disagree. Hey,
oh.
Fair.
I am what I am.
And I don't get upset.
I am what I am, and I love eating clams.
A bunch of spinach are going in my mouth, and get big muscles. Do you think people do that with Diet Coke ever? They like kind of like crush it really hard, and the whole kind of contents of the can goes up and over into their mouth, and they get the big thing in their throat.
They do the Matt Reddington.
I was going to say the Matt Reddington. Yeah, Matt Reddington did the forehead.
And then he did two at once. Boop, boop.
Badass. Cool guy.
I do feel like Diet Coke would probably be your spinach, right? Matt.
Strong to the spinach, cause I eat me spinach. I'm up by the sailor man. Doot, doot.
Thanks, Joey. Class
Cut it out.
That reminds me when we played that stupid game in Boston College with Travis Hurley. I forget what the fuck we were supposed to be doing, but I remember him just going like this.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that was, but that is stuck in my head forever.
He's the funniest person in the world.
Funny guy. I ran into him like when I first moved back to this house like twice, and I haven't seen him in like a year since then.
Every time someone runs into Travis, he texts me who he ran into, and the person he ran into texts me that they ran into Travis every time.
It's like
the first thing anyone thinks of is to text me about it for some reason.
Funny guy. Come to the podcast. I should actually invite him on because he's been on our podcast. So yeah. He's down
and
to do
that
it.
Was at, my cousin said after that episode that Travis took over the top spot for her favorite guest.
He's a very hectic guest. Brent, I don't remember if you remember being on the show with Drew Davis that time where he was just kind of on his phone and like walking around the house and just like, energy, but times 10. Like he's like laps around the house. And it's just like, listen to our Lonely Boys episode.
You really don't know where it's going to go. It's worth it. It's worth listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting guy.
Diet Coke is my spinach.
Diet Coke is your spinach. Five cans for you. You're a can guy. I'm going to ask my aunt virtually.
I don't know why I'm
should not ask for that.
Sometimes the cheap jokes get them.
I wasn't expecting it.
I don't like Coke. Don't like LSD.
Long sips of my drink. I like those short little.
Yep. I don't like Coca-Cola. I don't like Diet Coke, really.
What is happening?
But in the scheme of like, there's so many other sodas I'd rather have first. I'm not upset. Mm-hmm. I mean, I drink, what would you say, like a quarter of this fountain mountain here?
I'd say maybe 2 nights.
Okay. I had some sips of this tall boy. I had a smattering of helpings.
You're making up units of measuring right now.
Units of sips.
Every time I've had any of these Diet Cokes, I'm not like, ugh.
Every time he has it, he keeps chasing it with this Atlantic Light Lager.
That's it. It's just beer. It's good.
Yeah, I always go back to the original Bugs.
It tastes sweet. It tastes bubbly, which are two good things combined. But I just don't like the aspartame. I don't know how much it affects the flavor versus if we're going to compare it to Diet Coke, which is its mother, I guess. But now I'm learning from this expert here that it's almost it's an own entire thing. I shouldn't compare it to Diet Coke. I should compare Coke Zero to Diet Coke.
Can we at least agree, Brian, that they do taste completely different, Coke and Diet Coke?
I don't know. To me, this tastes like a cola that just has aspartame. I don't know how different it tastes than regular Coke.
I think regular
agreeing
Coke
that
so
Coke
syrupy.
And Diet Coke taste different?
Completely different.
Completely different.
Yes.
I don't know about completely different.
I feel like when people are like doing taste tests, they're like, oh, I can't tell.
Now you're lying to yourself. We can all agree you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, you are lying to yourself.
Yes.
Even Tucker Carlson can agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Guy.
And he will next week when he's on the line.
Wow. He's doing Coke Zero, so you don't know.
Tucker, just, you know, no politics here in the show. Just soda. Just soda. Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many sodas. There's 100 sodas I'd rather have before this, but this is still
you,
a soda.
Do you have spillage on your end? Do we?
That's just like so much condensation. It's summertime.
I feel like I have more over here. I don't know what's, happening.
But it's still like tasty. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay, so 3, 4, 5.
It's doing its job. I understand if you like the aspartame, if you like Coke, put them together. It's your favorite beverage in the world. I just don't like Coke and I don't like aspartame. But even put that all in the pot, it's still like I'm not upset anytime I have a sip of this. I'll always, every time, you know, I go to All American with Nicole, she always gets a Diet Coke there, and I never get anything because I always get a milkshake, and those milkshakes are famously thick. So thick, you have to wait until you're on the way home to drink any of it.
Yeah.
Before, so it melts. So I need a little bit of sweet to get down my salty fries, and I'll suck on a little bit of her Diet Coke, and it's never like the worst thing in the world. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It works.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Too thick.
It does satisfy a need.
Yeah. Does, but Atlantic Light Lager, delicious, beautiful blue can, only 3.5% alcohol.
What is happening here? This is a commercial for this is a commercial the whole time for Atlantic Lager.
They're great. Only $12 for a 12-pack, dollar a can. You can't beat it.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
7-Eleven always has the deals where you can get 2 for $4.99.
No matter what drink you want, if you want a random drink, you're like, there's probably a deal at 7-Eleven. I want like vitamin water.
$4.99. You have to stay brand specific though. You can't mix and match Coke and Pepsi. Never. You have to get 2 Coke products for $4.99 or 2 Pepsi products for $4.99. And I always do.
People still drink vitamin water?
I do. I'm keeping them alive.
Wow.
I hate vitamin water.
I love vitamin water. That's like my hangover drink. If I'm like, oh man, I had 20 beers last night. I'm like, I need that vitamin water.
Go to 7-Eleven, get a 24 Steel Reserve and a vitamin water.
I just can't do it. I just can't do flavored water.
It's more like a juice.
But it's a watered down juice. It's like a very watered down juice.
Like the dragon fruit. If you're going to try them out, folks, dragon fruit flavor or the pink one. Not sure what the flavor is, but it's pink. It's very good.
Very berry.
I religiously get those two drinks on the weekends.
I also can't do like the sugar-free Powerade or Gatorade.
I don't like sugar-free anything, really.
That is, yeah. That's
back to the Diet Coke problem. Yeah.
Gatorade Zero sucks.
Yeah, for sure.
Gatorade Zero is that's more.
You know what? Actually, I had to have a Gatorade Zero recently because
there was forcing you.
There was no more vitamin waters in the. I was at Kurt's Deli.
No.
No Kurt. Vitamin waters. No regular Gatorade. No. Glacier Cherry.
No.
You can't let that happen.
So I had to have Glacier Cherry Zero, and it wasn't that bad.
I'm a big red flavor, but always, and Brian might think I'm lying to myself, Powerade over Gatorade.
No, I can see that. I like blue Powerade a lot.
Blue Powerade, I love.
Red Powerade is so good.
Yeah, I think I remember it being
good, too. I once took it was like one of those 1.4 shots. I took a shot, chased it with red Powerade, went into the bathroom, threw up, and my teeth was so red.
What do you mean 1.4? Like it was like a big one?
You know when you have those big boy shot glasses that are more like a 1.4?
Yes. Not a 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a 1.4.
So some of them are supposed to be, why do you say 1.4? I thought it was always 1.5.
No, I'm not talking ounces, I'm talking units of.
Oh.
So like a 1 would be a 1.5. A 1.4.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah,
we had a big shot glass. It was like a 1. It was like a 1.4.
Still weird, right?
Like, yeah, it's like a 1.4.
Like a novelty shot glass. Lot of like the big boys.
It was kind of like an inside joke. We'd say it was a little less than a 1.5 shots. It was like 1.4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would have helped.
Yeah, that was when I
weren't there.
Yeah,
that was when I blacked out pre gaming to go to the fair, and I didn't even make it out. And then I woke up and got pissed that everyone left without me. So I threw my BlackBerry against the TV and broke it. And that was why I got. That was my last BlackBerry. I got an iPhone after that.
Damn.
And then I went across the hall, and I said, "Well, just woke up. Might as well keep drinking." So I took a shot, chased it with Powerade, and immediately just threw it up.
Oh no! If you told us just that part of it,
and then I got 2 Big Macs from McDonald's. I was eating.
Oh, that's a happy ending.
I got 2. Oh. No, they tasted cinnamony.
Oh.
And I can't explain why. It was so weird. They tasted like someone put cinnamon on the bag. Both of them. I was like,
this whole thing is really depressing.
Was it you?
I was like, am I having a stroke right now? Why do I taste cinnamon? Yeah, I put cinnamon. I was like, so what the fuck is going
on? I'm blackout, and whenever I blackout, I put cinnamon on my Big Macs.
Oops.
Oops.
Wow.
Yeah.
sounds like you had a fun day that day.
That day sucked.
Yeah.
I remember waking up still drunk from the last night.
All alone, too.
And I was like, let's go to the fair. I'm going to drink in the shower. Next thing I knew, I was like waking up. I was like, where the fuck is everyone?
Make some cinnamon patties. Boy. Sounds bad. I don't like cinnamon at all, honestly.
Oh, I love cinnamon. Elite flavor. But you can't mix cinnamon with burger. The savory dinners. Like, no. I really love cinnamon. I think cinnamon's
my
like
dad loves
a very
cinnamon so much.
Top
he puts
tier.
It in his coffee every morning. I'm like,
that sounds good. Like, I hate coffee. If you had cinnamon to it, maybe I could take a sip and be like, not as bad as it usually is.
You would love Don's special mix.
Not because I don't like coffee.
I think
if you like coffee,
cookies over chocolate
you're
chip.
Lying to yourself.
No,
I think
no.
If you like coffee, you're lying to yourself.
No.
I can't see
coffee.
How anyone
it's
could like coffee.
Drinks. Tastes good.
You know what, Matt?
Black coffee? Who are you trying
I'm
to impress?
With you.
Yeah.
I'm
kind of
with
you.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress with black coffee? Who,
black coffee?
Who say, his dick is so big?
This is a means to an end. That is it.
Well, that's what, yeah, black coffee is fully like an alcoholic's drink. if you are an alcoholic, you drink black coffee in the morning. That's what you do.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It smells so good. You'll like it when
you're
older.
You think it smells.
And
good.
I keep getting older and I keep trying it and it always just tastes bitter.
At this point, you could definitely say you don't like it. I don't think it's never going to grow on you now.
It still smells so good. Yeah. Coffee flavored stuff.
You're at the Babylon Bean a lot too. Yeah. That place smells delicious.
Not so much. I haven't been there since October or November maybe.
Okay. But it does smell good.
Yeah.
That's my favorite coffee, Babylon Bean.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't call it too
matches.
Expensive, but.
Yeah. They keep raising the prices too.
Yeah.
They're stealing the tips from the baristas.
Everybody does.
Whoa, wait. Whoa.
Whoa. Wait. Did you do a second take for the camera?
I did. Whoa. I got my own.
Whoa.
This one's for me, though.
What?
Ew. So, yeah.
Coffee. It's a cover myself for me later. That's
coffee's
what,
coffee's
I masturbate
bad.
To myself.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah. It is cool. All right. I guess we got 3, 4, 5. That's it.
Yeah, step ladder. Get the ladder out. Get the ladder out. Let's get on it.
Wow. You know what? That would be a great baseball player. 300 average, 400 on base, 500 slug.
I mean, yeah, that's a great baseball player.
Great baseball player. Got a 900 LPS guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really how.
Don't happen to
what we were talking about. But yeah,
3, 4, 5, though. Sounds pretty good to me.
Is that thing like, he's a real 3, 4, 5 player?
I think we could get it going.
Yeah. I'd take one of them on my fantasy team, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you need a couple, three,
I'll
four,
tell
you.
I think I'm beating you this week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but before this past week, Judge was like almost like a 4, 5, 8 guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. when he sucks, the Yankees suck.
Yeah. But the rest of the team was good, even when he was good. It wasn't like they were bad and he was good. They decided to take off when he took. It's not talking Yanks, you know what I'm saying. We're done. We're done here. No one cares about baseball anymore because the Yankees are bad, so we all stop watching baseball.
So we all hate them. That's why I'm wearing the Rays shirt.
That's right. That's why this Yankees hat is green.
Green means go. Go more.
Go
that's
up,
why
go.
I'm wearing Penn State.
Go Yankees, go.
Joe Pa. Go all Joe right. Pa.
I believe Will Simon said he was innocent.
You can call me daddy, but don't call me a racist. Is that his quote?
You can call me dad all you want, but do not call me a racist in public.
In public.
One of the best quotes of all time.
All right. Well, I have one more segment, but it's for the beginning of shows, so we don't get to hear it.
Huh?
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
So,
what was
we just make it the beginning again.
Should we start from the top? All
right, run it back.
Run it back. We're at the beginning of the show now.
I am Brendan.
That is what it said.
It's the beginning of the show.
It sounds like every Pearl Jam song.
Beginning show. Widow! Anything weird happen to you? Unnecessary intro.
Is Perry frozen or is he doing a bit?
I think he's frozen.
Oh.
And nope. He's doing a bit.
We're back.
A little bit of both.
I was. I can stand still for a really long time.
Honestly, I thought maybe. Yeah, there was no good way to use that sting, so I just saved it. And then I just saved the show by using it just now.
Oh, yeah. Nice. This show was Dumpster Fire.
Dumpster Fire.
Has anything weird happened?
I was going to use that because you're here and you're the guy on the sting, so.
Oh, is that him?
You were him.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh,
I thought it was. Yeah. But then you pointed to Brian and said, you're the guy. So,
there we go.
He said, you're here and you're the guy on the sting.
Did I do that?
That's what I thought.
Oh, this thing is out of control. I have my elbows in pain.
Did anything weird happen to you?
Well, also might be why I put that on the board. Something weird did happen.
Whoa!
Not to toot my own horn. Living a weird life.
Living in a weird life, loving in a sponge life, having a wonderful time.
And you don't have to hear about it. We could just say, yes, something weird did happen. You could just say,
and yeah, move on.
And then move on? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to share?
Yes.
No?
Any, yes for you, yes or no?
Yes and.
I'm still thinking, as of right now, no, nothing okay. that comes to mind.
Brian, yes or no?
I yes and. I work. No.
I,
no
oh, I work. Okay.
Brian, yes or no? I work.
I work at a boring fucking desk job for my house, so it sucks.
And hell yeah, brother.
So I don't see people, I don't talk to people, I don't do anything all day, all
good.
Week.
You
and it's boring.
You don't deserve to.
No, you right? really don't. You know what was weird actually? Pete just didn't show up to the party
right.
on Saturday. He didn't show up. He was texting.
I think he's so close with the.
Was it a party for him?
Yeah. No, it was the third birthday of
his going away party. He doesn't show
up. Of the little DeRosa baby. And he was the party started at 2. At 1:41, he texts us, do you want me to bring my speaker or not? So by all accounts, he's coming. Then I get there at like 2:15. He's not there. Brendan's not there for reasons we'll discuss next week.
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I brought Tucker in.
Cliffhanger.
And then he's like, I'm 3 o'clock comes and DeRosa's like, is he coming? And then he checks his phone. He's like, oh, Pete did text me. Can I still come if I forgot to buy her a gift? Which is weird because in the time it took him to check that, he could have walked to Target, gotten it, or
anything.
Driven to Target.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't know what she wanted. Apparently, Pete didn't know if he'd be allowed because he didn't get a gift. And then in the time waiting for DeRosa to answer him back, he fell asleep.
Yeah,
and then conveniently woke up as the party was ending.
But knowing him, that sort of
could
tracks.
Happen. Yeah,
yeah.
That also seems like a weird excuse.
But why would he not want to come?
I think it's the type of guy that sleeps standing up.
Oh,
he would
don't know about Pete's sleep habits. He would. He would sleep and then stand up. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very stepbrothers like in the way he sleeps.
You don't even know about he's
putting pillows in ovens.
Sleepwalking, sleep eating, sleep driving,
sleep driving?
Sleep driving, yes. He has the receipts.
Oh, so he couldn't sleep, drove over to the fucking party.
Yeah, right? Come on.
I feel like he's very like Moon Knight, like he's gonna start having a different personality when he's sleeping. Which would be kind of fun.
That'd be fun. So he's like just a cartoony, like this exciting guy.
He turns into, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Goof. There,
he's like Adam Sandler when he's sleeping.
No, he's like Pete from Disney.
Okay, Goofy guy.
That's who they based it off.
Yeah. Well, I come to this party, Mouse, and I'm taking your gift, and I'm giving it to the baby.
That's good. That is good.
Yeah,
I love a Goofy movie.
Me too.
Someone shakes and wake. Oh, guys, well, what happened? I didn't mean to steal this gift.
I recently watched like a 20-minute YouTube video of the main actors from Goofy Movie hanging out.
Making out? Oh.
Just absolutely going to town on each other.
20 minutes
and
of...
And that's the weird thing.
20 minutes of Goofy Movie actors making out.
It was... It didn't
power line
at all.
Jerk-off
it's
session.
They just making out. No hands went anywhere. Above the belt.
They stood with their hands on their back.
And necked. And necked. And necked.
They were necking.
Yeah, great, great movie.
That was the weirdest thing that happened to me this week.
The pizza looks so good in that movie. Goofy movie. Oh, there's a pizza scene. Yeah.
Man.
There's also a Cheese Whiz scene.
I was always afraid of it. I've never really had Cheese Whiz, but I've always been
cheese
afraid of it.
Cheese looks gross.
I've always been afraid
it's
of it.
It's scary.
That's what they use.
I used to try and always put it on crackers.
Cheese on what? On the pizza? Okay. Here's your pizza. Hold on 1 second.
No, but on like nachos and stuff.
Oh, that's gross.
Because they got rid of the other. They had queso. They got rid of the queso because the cheese steak, the Chitty's cheese steaks comes with cheese whiz. So now they just use the cheese steak, cheese whiz for everything.
But we're back.
Okay.
We're back.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
You'll never get to hear that story.
Now for plugs.
It's over. Plugs time.
I don't even remember what story we were telling.
Because I didn't tell it. Joke
on you. Wow. He sabotaged the audio just so he wouldn't have to tell the story.
Wow.
My neighbor could have gotten into her house. It was funny.
That is funny. She's a fucking idiot.
She is. Do you know her?
No.
Who? Oh, okay. I call her big and tall, tall dead. She's alive.
I call her big and tall. Tall is dead. She's alive. I am Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. Add it to the intro.
Season two.
I'm Brendan. Brendan. I'm Brendan, and my neighbors are big and dead. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
What are we plugging?
What are
you plugging?
This show. Keep listening.
It's
we haven't
two.
Made an episode in like 3 months.
But we're back with a vengeance.
We're back. We're back with two titans of the drink industry.
Wow.
So watch out for next week, 2 weeks from now, or wherever we do it. Coke Zero, coming.
Coming. At ya.
Coke sans sucre.
Sans sucre.
You're for a
we'll
big
get Darian
one.
To say it. She knows French.
All right.
Francois.
I took a semester of French, got an A.
Nice.
Thank you.
Did so well they sent you to France.
Exactly.
On the house.
Yeah. All expense paid.
Nice. I guess you could listen to our show. We have a big catalog out there of teen drama coverage.
If you want to hear every single episode of Gossip Girl, baby, I know where to go. And
if
reboot,
you don't want to watch every reboot. Single episode, you could just listen to every single episode of ours and enjoy it. Enjoy us. It's lots and lots of episodes worth. And spare yourself from the later seasons. And if you like that, you can sign up to patreon.com/boysmedia and listen to our OC coverage for $3
we're
a month.
We're halfway through. More than halfway through.
Yeah.
Wow.
Season 4 is a little shortened.
Congrats to us.
I got my good friend Christina to start watching the OC.
Look at that.
She's been watching for a few days. She's already almost done with season 1.
She's going to pass me soon.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 5-year journey for me.
I watched season 3 of Ginny and Georgia. Watched most of it in one weekend. I was always of the opinion, and when I complain about TV shows putting out 10 episodes, taking 2.5 years off, and then putting out another 10 episodes, this is the show I'm fucking talking about. And it's very stupid because there's a little 10-year-old boy that...
You can put that right there.
A 10-year-old boy, and they come back 2.5 years later, and season 3 is supposed to pick up on the same night that season 2 was.
Yeah.
And this kid is now 14 years old playing a little 10-year-old.
Oh, huge
and it's supposed to be the same night!
Yeah.
But 2.5 years have gone by.
So different.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got a pube mound the size of...
Yeah.
Seriously.
And they don't even explain it in the show. They don't even address pube mound.
They get an episode to the pube mound.
I was always of the opinion, first 2 seasons, I was like, this show is bad, but God, do I love it. I think season 3 was good. I think it was legitimately good. I couldn't stop watching. I watched most of it in one weekend. Boy, oh boy. I laughed, I cried, I sobbed, I related to characters. Every single character gets development.
Really?
And I really, really, really enjoyed it.
So, worth
so it was
wait.
Worth the 2.5 years. Nice. Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly. Like, worth it. How do we say worth it? I guess it was worth it, quote unquote.
It happened to you and you were okay with it.
Yeah. I didn't kill anyone.
Okay.
That's a good bar.
Were you going to threaten me today?
What was I going to threaten you for?
Said something about, like, I wish you were dead or something like that.
No, I didn't I say she told you to die?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, just kidding.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Joke.
Death
threat joke.
Yeah.
But double joke would be you killing me afterwards.
Yes. Classic double joke.
Double jokes are good.
Classic quadruple joke.
Fooled
triple
Frank,
physical
you're dead.
Joke.
It's a whole
we
thing.
Love it. I finally listened from beginning to end Chapel Roan's album from 2023.
Really?
That's why I have Pink Pony Club stuck in my head.
Oh, that'll do it.
Pink
it's good.
Pony Club.
I hear that's
I
every
really
track.
Like
wait, what won the Grammy for that pop album of the year? I don't remember. Oh, with Beyonce, right?
Well, that was album.
No, Beyonce was country. And did you hear what the album? Well, the cheated album, and she also won country album. And now, since she won country album, Grammys are now splitting country into two categories, traditional country album of the year and modern country album of the year, because God forbid Beyonce wins.
Like, that's bullshit.
Person of color does country well.
Yep, and now they can't have Beyonce winning again. Let's separate that.
I don't think she's going to be doing this anymore anyway, but
sure you got a prize. Pop was Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, cool.
Oh, short and sweet.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That's pretty good.
And her new album's coming out end of
soon,
August.
Soon, look at that. Yeah. Like old school. Good for her. Single's fun. Single's good.
I like it.
I like
it. I think Brad is a better album than Short and Sweet, just saying.
Those are my top two. Yeah. Those are my top two. Billie Eilish
was my favorite of the year. Huh? Billie Eilish was my favorite of that bunch.
And it was good, but I do prefer Brett and Short and Sweet. But if I had heard this album, the Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess, who knows what I would have
done. The whole thing was
stacked. Well, that was 2023. Yeah. I think that was a problem.
I know, but nominated in the same. Yeah, because no one knew about it until last year, I guess.
Yeah.
That's also insane. The Grammy just fucking make up their own rules.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
And Sabrina Carpenter was like nominated for New Artist that year, too.
It's like if the Oscars were like, this movie's from 2020, but I just watched it this year, so I'm going to nominate it. Like, what? Exactly. Okay.
All right, man.
I thought we go by release date, but no.
No, no. Yeah. Whatever that guy watches it. Good plugs.
Okay. So we plugged Ginny in Georgia.
Now we can call it an episode.
Chaperone. That's right. Okay.
I'll be on a podcast.
Remember, everybody.
Fun with it. Bye-bye.
I forgot.
Okay, what do you think about this?
Okay.
Is this something? Diet cock?
Yes.
I guess so, apparently. Jury's in.
We'll put applause over the video.
The jury's in and the jury's out.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.